straight shot.
Hey, this is going to be all day from start to finish. Let it loose. Have a game. Have the best game. Why not today? All right, hey, to the house on three. To the house on three. One, two, three.
To the house.
Welcome to another edition of Giants Rewind, presented by New York Presbyterian Hospital. I'm Bob Popo. Over the next 30 minutes, we'll look back at the Giants' season finale, their win against the Philadelphia Eagles 42-7. But the Giants missed the postseason. Joining me, as always, former Giant Carl Banks. And, Carl, the Giants knew they needed a lot of help going into this game. What's the mindset of a team when they realize that they don't have control of their own destiny?
Well, you probably come to the realization that, hey, look, it's just about what they accomplish that day. It's not, well, if we get some help, that's kind of an added bonus. But when you've had a month to win one game and you couldn't, your reality is pretty much set in. And it's, let's move forward from this point on.
And everybody knew it would be Andy Reid's final game as head coach with the Eagles. So anything goes. And it started with the opening kickoff.
Henry to kickoff, right to left, onside kick. Bobbled by Tryon and recovered by the Eagles. At the 48-yard line, Tryon had it, and it looked like he tried to run with it rather than secure it. And the Eagles start off with an onside kick.
Well, Justin Tryon tried to do too much. The Eagles recover, Carl, and that's kind of a indicator of what this game is going to be like from Philadelphia's standpoint.
Yeah, Philadelphia had nothing to lose. They wanted company in the misery box. And, you know, it showed sort of a great fortitude by the Giants not to let that impact the way the game was going to start for them, because, you know, they could have easily went into a mindset of, okay, here we go.
Well, the Eagles got a first down, but they had a third and 13 at the Giants 43 when the Giants made the first of many plays.
Vic in a shotgun, McCoy to his left. Giants show blitz off the edge. Vic back, gets hit, throws it over the middle. Intercepted by Stevie Brown at the 25. Gets up, runs left to the 40. He's across midfield. Down the left sideline of the 40. Cuts back to his right inside the 30. Still on his feet and finally tackled at the 25.
That's a good job by Stevie Brown in converting the turnover.
Philly's a tough team. You know, I know they might not have had a good season, but, you know, they always come out and play hard, and they try to play hard today, but our effort was just too much for them today.
Stevie Brown with his eighth interception finishes the year leading the NFL in interception return yards. Carl, why was he able to make the interception?
Well, it's because the play was executed perfectly. Everyone did their job, and it really started, well, they had a really good pass rush scheme on, but Kenny Phillips was the guy that really made that happen, because the receiver who wanted the inside release, Kenny didn't allow it, so he had to go around the long way, and the quarterback threw the ball on timing to a spot, and the safety was right there.
So the Giants get the turnover. They start at the Eagles 26. Wilson a 10-yard run. Wilson a 13-yard run. The Giants have it second and goal at the 3 when they get on the board first.
Manning back to throw. Looks back at the end zone. Touchdown, Giants. Reuben Randall on the post. And the Giants convert the turnover to a touchdown.
Yeah, I was feeling pretty good, you know. With the game plan and understanding what they were going to play, and just having been on the same page with Eli, we understood what we wanted to do and what we wanted to accomplish, and we went out there and did that.
Yeah, baby!
So Reuben Randle gets the touchdown, and Carl, a well-executed, easy, stress-free short drive for the Giants.
Yeah, it really was, and it was great to see Reuben Randle really show his kind of progression in this system. He's, you know, 5 weeks away from not being able to run a decent route. Now he's on timing with the quarterback.
Eagles get the ball back, a first down, then eventually they punt the ball. So the Giants start at their own 26. Reuben Randle, a 10-yard catch. Cruz, a 9-yard catch. After a 17-yard run by Ahmad Bradshaw, the Giants have it first and 10 at the Philadelphia 38-yard line. Now it's time for our New York Presbyterian Hospital amazing play of the game.
Manning drops straight back to throw. Has time. Deep ball down the left sideline. And the pass is caught by Randle. And he falls into the end zone for a touchdown. He beat Nnamdi Asamoah and Randle with his second touchdown catch of the game.
I have to wait on your time. Can't rush things. You're out there. You got to do your job and do the best to your ability. So that's what I pride myself on doing. Whenever I'm out there, do my job. And whatever happens, happens.
Well, Reuben Randle goes up and beats Nnamdi Asamoah, Carl, and that's what you wanted to see out of the rookie, attack the football and create a 38-yard touchdown.
Yeah, he's a long receiver with speed, but getting the ball at the highest point is definitely an advantage when Eli Manning puts the ball out there.
So a quick 14-0 lead. Eagles get the ball, another three and out. They punt the ball back to the Giants, and the Giants are moving the football, but they face a third and four at their own 31-yard line. And here's where the veteran running back and the rookie all contribute.
Manning from the shotgun set, back to throw. Has Bradshaw down the right side, and he's got him at midfield. Spins off a man at the 40. Rolls to his 30-yard line and tackled from behind by Rogers Cromartie at the 28-yard line. 42-yard pass play to Bradshaw up the right sideline.
I just told the guys, you know, this is the last ride for a lot of guys, and we wanted to just have fun with whoever it was, and, you know, just to leave it all out on the field, and, you know, that we had a lot to prove, and, you know, I think we proved it.
First and 10 at the 15, Manning out of the gun, back to throw. Looks, throws right, he's got Wilson in the end zone, who makes the catch for the touchdown. He beat the linebacker, Jamar Chaney. And Manning throws his third touchdown pass. Wilson does the backflip. And the Giants are up 20-0 with the extra point pending.
Carl, Eli finds Ahmad Bradshaw on the catch and run, then David Wilson for the touchdown, seeing the field well and getting the running backs involved.
Well, you know, that could be a precursor of things to come, too, because you can be really efficient when you put the ball in the hands of some of your intermediate guys and let them make plays for you.
So the Giants with a 21-0 lead for the first time in Eli Manning's career, three touchdown passes in the first quarter. That's how the first quarter ends, with the Giants up 21-0. We'll tell you about the second quarter when we come back to Giants Rewind here on MSG. Welcome back to Giants Rewind, presented by New York Presbyterian Hospital here on MSG. We start the second quarter. Giants lead the Eagles 21-0. Philadelphia has the ball. Now, they convert a 4th-and-10 at the Giants 31 on a pass to Jason Avant. And then the Giants stop them in the red zone. But it's 4th-and-1 at the Giants 7-yard line when Philadelphia gets on the board.
Bunch formation, right, left, quick count. Vic's going to roll the pocket, throw to the end zone, and he's got a touchdown. Got Macklin, who beat Amu Kamara.
Carl, Macklin gets the touchdown open. It seemed like they caught the Giants off guard a little bit. They went on a quick count.
Went on a quick count. Giants substitutions, once they got all the players set, they didn't have a defense set. You could see guys were moving all over the place.
All right, so it's 21-7. The Giant lead is down to 14. Giants get the ball back at their own 27-yard line. They go on a long drive, Carl, and in this drive, Bradshaw has runs of 10, 12, and 10. He really looked spry in this game.
Well, he did. He ran with purpose, but also the offensive line. Everything seemed, the operation seemed to be going well.
After Reuben Randall drew a pass interference by Nnamdi Asamoah, the Giants had it first and goal at the one when Ahmad Bradshaw gets his 32nd career rushing touchdown.
Handoff right for Bradshaw to the end zone. Touchdown, Giants. For Ahmad Bradshaw, his sixth rushing touchdown of the season.
We just wanted to come out and have a lot of fun today, and that's what we did. We knew this could be the last ride for a lot of guys to be Giants, and, you know, we just want to have fun with those guys. And, you know, it could be me at the same token, so, you know, I just wanted to come out and put it all on the field.
Ahmad Bradshaw gets the touchdown run. Carl, it was fitting that he finished the drive because he had some clutch runs in that drive.
Yeah, it was. And that's the way you want to finish with a guy like Ahmad Bradshaw.
All right, the Eagles start at their own 20-yard line. Giants up 28-7 at this point. They go on a long drive, but they wind up missing a field goal. So the Giants play good red zone defense here, not allowing McCoy, when they had the ball at the 11-yard line, to break free and make some key runs.
Well, the key there was their gap integrity, because once McCoy gets going in one direction, oftentimes teams will over-pursue him and leaves big cutback lanes, but they kept him to one side of the defense.
Giants start at their own 20-yard line, 1:48 to go in the half. They get a couple quick first downs, but then the drive doesn't materialize. Victor Cruz has a drop in there, so the Giants punt the ball away. Philadelphia tries to get a last, you know, end of the half score. They go for it on 4th and 5 at midfield, and Will Hill makes a big hit on Macklin and stops him a yard short of the first down.
That was a tremendous play because it gave the offense an opportunity, but a good open field tackle.
All right, so there's 17 seconds to go in the half. The Giants have the ball at their own 46-yard line. Can they get in field goal range? They do even better.
Manning back. They bring pressure. Dumps it over the middle. Hickson's got it. Picks it to the right sideline to the 40. Turns on the Jets to the 30 and run out of bounds at the 25 with 10 seconds to go in the half. Manning out of the gun. Back to throw. Climbs the pocket. Throws it deep to the end zone for Cruz, who's got a touchdown, Giants. 24 yards. He does the salsa. Eli with some high fives. His fourth touchdown pass of the first half. And the Giants now lead it 34-7.
We definitely went out there and played for pride, not only for ourselves, but for our fans and for those kids from Sandy Hook and everybody that was out there watching us. And it felt good to kind of go out there and leave a good taste in our Giants fans' mouth.
I wanted to give you a pump, but I was just like, I got to go. I did give him a pump.
Hey,
Cruz. I was hoping you were running through.
Yeah, because he was sitting on everything.
Carl, amazingly, it took the Giants 13 seconds. They got the 30-yard pass to Hickson, and then Victor Cruz just runs right down the middle of the field, and boom, touchdown.
Well, it did a good job with the running game, getting tight ends involved, but once you can freeze a safety with an intermediate route, it's pretty hard for him to defend a deep one.
So the Giants go into the locker room with a 35-7 lead. Eli Manning, first time in his career, 4 touchdown passes in the first half of a game. Giants on their way to a victory. They go to the locker room up 35-7. We'll tell you about the third quarter when we return here on MSG to Giants Rewind, presented by New York Presbyterian Hospital. Welcome back to Giants Rewind, presented by New York Presbyterian Hospital. We start the third quarter. Giants up 35-7. Philadelphia has the ball to start the third, Carl, and they get a couple first downs. But there's one play where Philadelphia has a 3rd and 7 at the Giants 43. And Michael Vick takes the ball down. He's under pressure, and he starts running. And you're like, wow, he might break this for a big play. O.C. Umanure gets him to the ground, forces a punt. Talk about the way O.C. played in his contain in this game and the way he's played this season.
Well, he's had a very active game. One of the things he's done well is not overcommit on plays. He has great speed, but when you understand that you have a quarterback who's very elusive, you've got to use your speed with control, and that's what he was able to do.
Giants get a little drive going. They have to punt the ball away. The Eagles go on a long drive again, convert a couple third downs, but they get to the Giant 42-yard line. And this time, Vic scrambles around and on a 3rd and 20, and Mathias Kiwanuka makes sure he gets him to the ground.
Again, that just talks to you, and it's kind of disappointing to say that these are the things, the attention to detail that were so inconsistent throughout the year, but they were very consistent this game.
On a 2nd and 10 from the Giants' 12, Ahmad Bradshaw with a 10-yard run. So that's how the third quarter ends. No scoring in the period. Giants have the football and a 35-7 lead. When we come back, we'll tell you about the fourth quarter here on MSG on Giants Rewind, presented by New York Presbyterian Hospital.
The objective of the Tom Coughlin J Fund Foundation is to be there for families who have a child with leukemia, cancer, other forms of cancer.
Tom Coughlin, nice to meet you. Are you a Giant fan? Well, you're a pretty girl.
It's a tremendous feeling to just be with these kids, to have a little bit of an idea of what the families and the children are going through, and again, to try to bring a smile to their face and to let them know that, you know what, we do care.
There's so many things pulling at that family when your child is diagnosed with cancer. What we try to do is keep that core, keep them a family.
Just lightening their burden a little bit is huge for them because it's one less thing that they have to worry about. They can focus on their child and their child getting the treatment that they need.
Giants! There you go. Giants!
Welcome back to Giants Rewind, presented by New York Presbyterian Hospital. We start the fourth quarter. Giants up 35-7, and the Giants have the football. Now, Carl, after a Bradshaw loss of three on a run, then a run of three, Giants convert a 3rd and 10 because Nnamdi Asamoah gets called for another penalty. They face another 3rd and 10, and Ahmad Bradshaw rips off an 11-yard run. Bradshaw would go over 100 yards for the game, but boy, when he's right, it really kind of stabilizes this offense.
No, it really does, because all the rhythm of this offense and the quarterback really revolves around his effectiveness and their ability to protect and block for this offense.
Now, on a 1st and 10 at the Eagles' 14-yard line, Bradshaw rips off a run for 13, almost gets in, fights, but he's just short. So the Giants are in business. They're in complete control of this game. They have 1st and goal at the 1 when Eli Manning goes to the air to an unlikely source.
Manning, play fake, he'll throw. Rolls right, Heinoski's got it, touchdown! Henry Heinoski's first career touchdown.
Doing a little rhino there in the end zone, his own touchdown dance.
It was pretty good.
Skiba and I had the best phrasing for it. It's awesomely bad.
It's not. It wasn't that bad. From what I can do. From what I can do. You know.
I love it, man. Congrats.
Thanks, bro. The crazy thing is how long he had that in the back pocket.
Oh no, he was waiting.
Had that thing in the back pocket
all year long. Ever since it was like 1 yard short over here. Ever since that one, you had it ready.
Henry Heinoski's first career touchdown comes on his 24th birthday, and then he does the rhino dance. Good to see him get into the end zone.
It was a great reward for a guy who had done yeoman's work in getting that running game going yesterday.
You know, Carl, from the playoffs last year and then in the Super Bowl, he played great, but he's really become a very good fullback, hasn't he?
He's an excellent blocker, and the thing about him is that when he makes contact, things move, and he doesn't miss a lot of blocks either.
All right, so the Giants up 42-7. That would be the final scoring in the game. After the game, the Giants' reaction in the locker room.
Congratulations. Played a hell of a game today. You honored and respected the people from Sandy Hook, which was a wonderful thing. The Giants reached out to them, the Giant family, to wrap their arms around that community, and I'm sure they were inspired by what they saw today. Their heroes played an outstanding football game today, and you're to be congratulated for that. Now listen, okay? We played like champions today. Here, get the team together here. Let's have 18. 1, 2, 3.
Team!
Well, the Giants find out that their postseason chances are extinguished. Carl, 9-7. They won their regular season finale. They finished with a winning record, but a lot more was expected out of the defending Super Bowl champs.
It was, and you wanted to see them have a chance to defend their title going to the playoffs. You would have to say that this season fell way short of expectation.
You know, when you think about it, I mean, there are certain years where you don't really have that great a team. But this team, I think when you look at this season, it's going to be the one that got away, whether it was the Philadelphia game earlier this year, the Pittsburgh game where they blew a fourth-quarter lead, or the Washington game where they had a lot of chances. Forget about even the two blowout losses. This season was there for the taking, and it's discouraging because you know you're only going to have an elite quarterback for a certain amount of time in his career. And I would think that there'll be a lot of soul-searching. And even Tom Coughlin wasn't really sure, like, why it was so bad the last couple weeks.
Well, I think when he looks at the tape after a bit of a break, he'll start to look at it more objectively and see that there were some just breakdowns that he wouldn't expect his teams to have, which now he's going to raise the stakes a bit and probably say, hey, look, attention to detail will be more important this year.
All right, that wraps it up for this week's edition of Giants Rewind. Now, make sure you join us next week here on MSG, because what Carl and I are going to do is bring you a 1 hour edition of Giants Rewind, where we're going to look back at the entire season in its totality and rewind 2012 for you and the regular season. So for Carl Banks and our entire crew, I'm Bob Papa. Thanks for joining us, and we'll see you again next week right here on MSG for another edition of Giants Rewind presented by New York Presbyterian Hospital.